Thank you. My name is Doug Martin, and I'll be moderating this second session this morning. We have four excellent talks, and we'll begin promptly here with Professor Jerry Franklin and his talk about the National Ecological Observatory Network. Jerry.
Good morning. What I'm here to do this morning is to introduce you to or make you aware of a major new program that has been developed and is going to be implemented by the National Science Foundation. It's a program called the National Ecological Observatory Network. And I would be surprised if many of you in the room have not heard me talk about this already, because I've been pursuing participating in this activity for about the last 6 or 7 years, and made a presentation on it last year, and this is going to be very similar, except for the fact that the program has fundamentally now been approved. It has jumped all of its hoops, and it is in President Obama's budget for this fiscal year for an authorization of $433 million. But I get ahead of myself here. So NEON, National Ecological Observatory Network. And basically, NEON has emerged in large measure from the National Science Foundation's interest in looking at the ecological impacts of the two major drivers of change in our countries and our world's ecology, that of climate change and land use change. And so basically the focus of NEON is on looking at ecological impacts of these two great drivers of change. Climate, of course, we're all aware of, but you also need to be thinking about the fact that there are changes in many other aspects of our environment in addition to climate. Obviously, a good example of this is atmospheric chemistry, things like acid rain. And, of course, in addition to the environmental changes that are occurring, we have the incredible changes that are occurring in land use. And over the last 20 years, it's occurred to the National Science Foundation that it really hasn't been developing programs at the scale that are necessary to really provide data sets and infrastructures that will allow the ecological community to address the impacts of these kinds of changes. And that's what the vision for NEON is, to provide the capacity to understand, a big emphasis on the notion of forecasting future states of ecological systems, with particular regard to the impacts of those two major changes. So that's fundamentally what the NEON mission is about. NEON will include both a science and an educational program, and primarily it is about development of a distributed infrastructure over the territory of the United States, and including the territories as well as the states. Basically, what NEON ultimately decided to do was to approach the United States and its territory on the basis of different climatic domains, and a major part of the planning process for NEON was to determine, in fact, how this landscape was going to be divided up. In the end, these domains were based on an analysis of climatic regime and weather patterns in the United States, and 20 domains spanning the U.S. and its territory have been recognized. And those will be the units, the regional units that will be used in the development of NEON. I thought I had a slide a little bit earlier that talked about the fact that NEON is rather unusual in the fact that it is the first time that biological scientists are going to have access to the major research facility and equipment account of the National Science Foundation, the MREFC account, which is the one that the physical scientists have always used to build their major facilities, could not be done within basically the regular programmatic funding for things like physics, chemistry, astronomy, and so forth. And so the concept in the case of NEON is one of creating an infrastructure. It's interesting, however, that this infrastructure is actually also going to be data streams. It's not simply going to be hardware, although a tremendous amount of hardware is going to be created and going to be available for use. But in addition to that, that infrastructure is going to be used to create some very significant standardized databases with regards to the physical and biological environment. The overall strategy in distributing the NEON infrastructure is to place a core site in each one of those climatic domains, and the core site for the Pacific Northwest is the Wind River Experimental Forest and the Southern Washington Cascades, which is the location where, of course, we have our Wind River Canopy Crane, the Canopy Observatory facility. To develop those core sites as sort of control areas, a network of those sites. In addition to that, there's going to be some relocatable, some infrastructure that can be distributed at other locations and relocated periodically within the domains in response to various kinds of opportunities or needs. A use of airborne and space-based instrumentation to provide some of the capability to extrapolate the work, the findings, and a very comprehensive cyber infrastructure. Here's where it was. It is an MREFC project, and it is very different from most MREFC projects in that it is not a single facility or even two facilities, but it in fact is a highly distributed facility. Initially, it'll be at 62 different locations, including the 20 core sites. Because it is a distributed facility, the National Science Foundation decided they could not use their traditional approach of funding a university or a small collection of universities to construct and operate this facility, and instead they required the creation of a 501c3, which we did create and named NEON Inc., to be the organization that is going to receive all of the funding for the construction, operation, and maintenance of the NEON infrastructure. Not research monies, but essentially infrastructure monies. It's a very evolutionary kind of an infrastructure. The notion is that you build it with what you've got today in the way of capabilities, but you expect that, in fact, you will be modifying the sensor systems that you deploy initially as time goes on and as new technologies become available. It includes both a fixed component. The fixed components are at the core site, and movable elements. And I just added the note that we can expect that those core sites are going to probably attract a considerable amount of additional funding if, in fact, they follow the example of what has happened at the LTER, the long-term ecological research sites. The data acquisition systems that are being developed as a part of NEON, and note that NEON is basically an infrastructure program. It is not a research program as such, whereas LTER is and remains a research program. These are the basic infrastructure elements that are included in the final NEON program. Basically, the so-called FIU has to do with the physical environment. The FSU has to do with monitoring of biota, biological elements. There are mobile relocatable platforms. In fact, 42 of the sites in the initial deployment are for these relocatable platforms. And in addition, there are some mobile laboratories. I'll say a bit about those. There are multiple airborne observation platforms, and there is also a land use analysis package. The FIU, environmental monitoring, this is basically the kind of unit that will go up at every core site. We'll be collecting essentially the same variables in a very standardized way so that they're going to be comparable across all the sites. The relocatable towers basically have this same kind of sensor array associated with them. Air, canopy, aquatic, soil. The FSU, one of the real stresses in designing NEON for the engineers who ultimately were driving the process was the fact that it's very, very difficult mechanize or collection of data about biota. It requires people most of the time to go out and collect those data. And this is, in fact, one of the more costly elements of the continuing program. Not much investment of infrastructure, but a lot of continuing investment. Be looking at vascular plants, small mammals, birds, fish, aquatic invertebrates, algae, and terrestrial invertebrates. And, of course, there will be bioanalysis of samples that's particular focus in the case of the soil. The relocatable tower system, essentially the same as the core site tower system, a slightly modified set of sensor arrays because there's some kinds of things that you can't just pick up and move every 3 to 5 years. As I indicated, there are some mobile laboratories. There are effectively 10 mobile laboratories to be shared among the 20 domains. The deployment of these, I'm not particularly wild about the approach that NEON is ultimately taking with regards to this, but fundamentally they will be competed for by probably coalitions of scientists with regards to where they're going to go and what they're going to do. One thing that they do provide the community with, which is extraordinary, is the capacity to respond to unusual events. And because ultimately they are under the control of the national NEON program, you could in fact imagine bringing 3, 4, even all 10 of those together to address a particular kind of opportunity or need, such as might be associated with some kind of catastrophic event, for example, or some unusual invasive event. The aerial platforms are already being built. They actually were funded sort of illegally by some sleight of hand before the program was completely approved. There are three of these airborne platforms, and each of the core sites and its vicinity will be flown by these instrument platforms, which include the imaging spectrometer, LIDAR, and, of course, referenced with regards to position and attitude. Every site will be flown every year, and that was why they needed as many as they did. Thank you. There is a land use package, again, an item that was very unusual in an MRESC project, but if you're going to talk about land use, there are some things that you can't track in any other way than through the paper trail that people leave. And so there's an extensive development of a land use analysis package for all of the sites. Very complicated data management scheme. And fundamentally, what NEON is going to be producing are a series of data streams, several hundred of them, both primary and secondary data streams. It's going to be producing data sets. And it's going to really ultimately be the ecological, the scientific community that makes use of those data sets. And that's where the funding of research projects is going to come in. NSF would shudder to hear me say this, but I think it's accurate to say that in part, this is a huge monitoring program. NSF would assure you they don't do monitoring, but it sure looks like monitoring to me. It is very different in that it's a very distributed system, as I indicated. We've been planning NEON forever. This slide is dated, but we've been talking about it as NEON for well over 8 years. And in fact, a matter, it has now gone through all of the hurdles that an MRESC project has to go through. It will be going to the National Science Board this spring. Approval is expected without question. It has cleared, of course, the National Science Foundation hurdles in good form. And as I indicated, it is in the budget now, and I've got the wrong number here, naturally, but $433 million, give or take a few. It's a huge program. It is the largest investment that NSF has ever made in the environmental sciences. Certainly, hugely the largest investment ever made in ecological science. And it does have progenitors. I like to point out to people it has its origins in many ways in the International Biological Program, in which the University of Washington had a huge role, the long-term ecological research program, in which the University of Washington failed to have any role, unfortunately. And now we see NEON, and we have a very significant opportunity to play a significant role in utilizing and influencing the evolution of NEON. And this is one of the things I've been working very hard to get some of the higher-ups in this university to appreciate, is the incredible potential that exists here. I must admit, the response from higher levels in this institution has been tepid, which is amazing, but it's related to the fact that initially no university is going to get a huge load of overhead out of this. Basically, NEON is being constructed, operated, and maintained by a 501c3, not by a university, as is the case of the Ocean Observatory. And it seems to be a little difficult to get people to appreciate that you have to invest in this case if you expect to get a return later on. Okay, pretty much my time's up, and I'll just say that you know, as a personal note, I just think these long-term data sets are absolutely essential for advancement in ecological science. And this is really going to provide us with the opportunity to obtain many of those kinds of data sets to test hypotheses, to develop new theories, and on. Thank you. Sure.
Question.
Professor Franklin, how would you respond if I were to say that the currency of technology and our knowledge was actually teaching young people in elementary schools basic science rather than investing in $500 million of drugs?
Well, I'd probably find myself having to agree with you. And fortunately, there is a significant educational component of NEON, and they do intend to do some rather original kinds of things, including, much more extensive use of citizen science. The interesting thing about the educational design of NEON is that they haven't taken, though, a traditional K through 12, higher education, postgraduate educational kind of a breakdown. And I'm going to be very interested to see how that educational component of NEON develops. I'm also going to be very interested to see whether the National Science Foundation really funds it, because it's in the design. We'll see. There's a real opportunity, obviously, to engage non-scientific citizenry in this science, because these data sets are going to be all online. They're going to be streaming out there, and the opportunity for citizens to interact with those, to utilize them, to build on them is going to be there. Yeah, Pete.
Why 30 years? Why not 50 years?
Well, good question. And I think 30 years, pardon? Oh, okay, the question was why 30 years? Why not 50 years? I think, Pete, that's just an initial, we're going to do this for a significant amount of time. And NNSF never is going to say we're always going to do this or we're going to do this for 100 years. But I think what we'll find is that this program will evolve over time, and as its merit becomes clearer and clearer, you'll push off. In fact, you'll expand the network, you'll modify it, and I would not be surprised to see it go for 50 years, assuming the National Science Foundation exists for the next 50 years, okay? That is a caveat. Now, let me just say also that the LTER program was an experimental program. It has now gone 30 years. Is there any inclination whatsoever to terminate the long-term ecological research program? Not at all. It has been probably the most productive, certainly in terms of problem-relevant science of any of the bio programs.
Yeah. Are your slides available?
Yeah, I stole these slides from the NEON program itself, and I'll be glad to share them with anybody. They're not private property. Yeah, be glad to share it. Okay.
Thank you, Jerry.